Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
As thousands flock to Lake George each year to enjoy its pristine waters, perhaps few understand they have the members of the LGA to thank for those clean and clear waters. LGA standing for the Lake George Association, the leading citizen group responsible for conserving Lake George.
Never once to let a teaching opportunity pass, the association has partnered with the Hyde Collection as part of their My Summer Place programming. They'll be offering several floating classrooms.
The floating classroom with the Lake George Association will include a Hyde educator and a teaching artist to learn about Lake George and the area where Georgia O'Keeffe created her works. The program will include drawing lessons, one near the location of the Stieglitz property, as well as an up-close look at the water of Lake George.
To learn more about the LGA and their floating classrooms, we welcome Kristen Roan, their education coordinator. Kristen has developed the program with the Hyde and is deeply involved in the association's award-winning outreach programs on lake issues.
Kristen, welcome to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
So, when did you get the invitation? In the sense of when this exhibit has been in the works for a long time. So then, when it actually comes, they call you up and you start work on it. When?
It's a good question. I think we started this past winter. We got contacted about some different education things. We could put science and the art of O'Keeffe together. So we're going to be kind of joining the two together.
So I'll bite. What's a floating classroom?
So the floating classroom, it's a 40-foot catamaran that we go out on Lake George.
Wow.
We usually do three science experiments. We're testing the waters of Lake George, doing education about keeping the waters clean and healthy.
How big is 40 feet?
It's pretty big. We can hold upwards of 30 kids is usually what we take out on the boat. So,
wow. Have you ever been caught in a storm?
First time happened last week. Our first storm out on the lake. We had to turn around and head back in.
Is it? It has a motor and everything on it?
Yes. Oh. Yep.
And does somebody wear a captain's hat?
Yes, we do have a captain and a first mate, so we keep it nice and safe out there.
Are they married?
No, unfortunately.
Captain and the first mate.
I wish. No.
would give Gilligan's Island a whole new twist, I guess, wouldn't it? When you think of you mentioned kids, so it's primarily children who go out on the classroom, and the program that you'll be doing with the Hyde is primarily...
It's all ages.
All ages.
Yep. During the summer, we do focus on all ages. The floating classroom did start just as a school field trip. Now we do focus on all ages, and it'll be a great activity for adults and children to
come out. So you could have a 10-year-old and an 80-year-old?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. We do them all together. Yeah,
good.
So with this exhibit, Modern Nature, Georgia O'Keeffe and Lake George, that is now on display at the Hyde Collection, as far as what you want to teach on that classroom, what is the curriculum?
So we're just going to focus on a lot of the views that O'Keeffe got when she was out on Lake George. The lake's very similar to when she was here in the early 1900s. Not much has changed, so we're going to kind of focus on that. They're going to do some sketching of some of the same exact views, some of the same mountains, landscapes that she was looking at. And then we're going to take an up-close look at some of the microscopic life in Lake George. We're going to look at some of the zooplankton in the lake.
So say again.
Zooplankton.
Okay.
Z-O-O.
Zooplankton.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whereas O'Keeffe did a lot of up-close with the flowers and the leaves and things, we're going to go into the kind of water quality aspect and look at some of the life and get up close with the microscopes, and then they'll sketch that as well.
Now, you were trained to do that, right? You were educated as an environmentalist.
Yep, my background's environmental science.
Ah. Yep. So you know about zooplankton. So I would assume kids find that fascinating.
Oh, they love
like
it.
Wiggly things.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And how big? Well, you see it under a microscope.
Yeah, so the microscope. Microscopic, so we need the microscopes. We catch them with some very finely meshed nets, and then we'll be looking at them underneath the microscopes, and they'll be able to identify them. And it's, you know, when we look at the art of O'Keeffe, she's kind of documented some of the nature we had in this area. She has a lot of trees, some of the chestnuts that don't exist anymore because of chestnut blight, and things like that. So by sketching some of these microscopic things that you don't usually see, just kind of a way of kind of documenting what we have in the lake.
We have to keep those nasty boats out that bring in foreign invaders, don't we?
Exactly.
And can you show them the foreign invaders?
So typically the invasive species spiny water flea is about the same size as that plankton that we're looking at. So once again,
the collar doesn't work. The spiky water flea collar. They're not good. Hearts try to make
itches.
Those.
Yeah, luckily they're not actually a flea, so they don't harm us in any way.
Yeah.
But we might actually be able to catch some of those and look at them. And
they're in the water?
Yep.
And how big are they? Microscopic?
Yep. Okay. They're a little bigger than our native zooplankton.
So what are they invasive to? What damage do they do?
So they cause harm to the fish. They have problems with our food webs and food chains. The fish can't digest them as well as our native plankton because they do have a long spiny tail.
Ooh.
So it can cause declines in our fishery.
Do they adapt, the fish?
I'm not sure.
Do they? We don't know if they die, right? The fish.
The fish typically. A lot of studies show that eventually the fish will decrease in population.
So you guys are an association. How do you keep the bad people from bringing their bad invaders with them?
Yep. So I'm actually in charge of our Lake Steward program. We have college students at the boat launches, and
no, really.
Yes.
Do they have guns or water pistols?
No, it's all voluntary.
Yeah.
So they just are. I wish. That would be
nice. Just because it's voluntary doesn't mean they couldn't have firearms. Go ahead.
So now when you stop them and you say, wait a second here, look at the bottom of this boat. You got zebra thingies there. Do they ever
zebra mussels.
Do they ever give you a hard time?
I don't think so, actually. We've only run into probably one or two people in the last few years that have really wanted to get into Lake George, and they weren't going to take anything off that boat. But nobody wants to cause problems to the lake.
Can you help them right there get rid of the stuff?
Yep. So anything, any plants or zebra mussels, things like that attached to the boat, our lake stewards remove it.
Yeah.
And then this year, the Lake George Park Commission does have boat wash stations at those busiest boat launches as well.
Cool.
So then our lake steward just directs them over to the boat wash until their boat gets washed, and then they can head out on the lake.
And this is consistent with most of the lakes in the region, where any public boat launch would have that available to them so that they can remove the stuff. Because once you've been in Lake George, then you're bringing it to the next lake,
exactly.
And wherever you go, because it's grabbing onto your. So it is. You mentioned the fleas, but then there's also.
We have Eurasian water milfoil.
Milfoil is the big one. They've been fighting that for years and years and years, decades.
Do you have to harvest it, or do you when it makes an appearance?
There are hired divers that do harvest milfoil every year.
Wow.
Yep. And that's hand pulling, which one of the problems with it is that when you pull it, then the seeds come and sort of
fragments and start a whole new plant.
Right, and a lot of that is weather related too, of how cold the lake is, how warm the lake is, of what the growing season of that milfoil.
Yep,
Richard Milfoil Nixon. Just say whatever comes to your head, Alan.
Right. Yes, it's Eurasian Millhouse.
Yeah.
Millhouse, yeah. When you look at the obviously there is the there's the milfoil, and then the zebra mussels is a big one.
Yes, an Asian clam.
The Asian, those things, man, step on one of those and you know it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It's hard shells.
So yes, and they just rip your feet apart. Water shoes, Alan. Water shoes.
Forget it, Jack.
Okay, I'm just saying. Water shoes is much better. Although they can't even. Yeah. It's a cold lake. I mean, Lake George is a cold lake.
It is.
And it's funny because I mean, you have those couple of weeks where you can go in, and otherwise, you know, other than the stalwarts who go up on January 1st and jump in of the part of the Polar Bear Club. Well, good for them. But it's still a very cold lake. So does that have an effect on what is in the water and what's living there?
With these invasive species, there a lot of research is showing that temperature really isn't changing where these things can survive. With Asian clam, we never thought it would be able to live in Lake George. All the studies said it can't live here, it can't survive the winter. And I was at an international invasive species conference, and that seems to be true of really all these invasive species. There, any studies that are being done that they're figuring out how to survive the cold winters.
So, so much that has come, and this is part of, I guess, your education, because, I mean, I assume that, kids and even adults ask you this question of, well, there's this substance that we can put in the lake and we can get rid of that, but at what cost? And this seems to be the great debate. And so not only are you dealing with that question, but you're dealing with that question in the Adirondack Park, which mm-hmm. is protected. So those are the issues.
Yes.
And so we really don't have anything that works solidly against the milfoil or the clams or the fleas that takes care of the problem without impacting other
correct. There are
life forms.
There are a lot of herbicides that'll target just Eurasian water milfoil and things like that.
Sonar as well, right?
Yep, and Renovate, I believe.
Yeah.
Things like that. But when we talk about Lake George, it's our drinking water source.
Good point.
So not only are we in the Adirondack Park, it's also our drinking water. So that's a big issue.
We can drink from it, but what can we eat? What do we eat? Fish? What else do we have?
Yeah, mostly just the fish you're probably eating. I don't think there's really anything else you'll
eat. Can't eat those clams, can you?
Not if you have a lot of patience. They're very tiny.
yeah, like that pig, right?
Yeah, they're very. They're
I'm holding my fingers about an inch apart.
Yeah, they're about the size of a dime on average.
And but again, they can hurt. So for people who want to take part in the classrooms, you're doing these mostly on Thursdays, June 27th, July 18th, August 8th, and August 29th. So the first one is this coming Thursday.
Yes, this Thursday will be our first
one. Are you sold out?
We are not. We do have spots open.
We have room in the catamaran. So
we do.
Get going. And you can find out more information by just getting in touch with you at the Lake George Association, yes? Or through here at the Hyde.
Yep, through the Hyde. They're taking the reservations for these floating classrooms.
So that is hydecollection.org, hydecollection.org. And if you want to find out more about the Lake George Association and their great work, go to lakegeorgeassociation.org.
Will you be on the boat, Kristen, every time?
I believe so.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Give or take.
Yeah, we do have another educator, but I am going out this week. So,
rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Exactly.
Got it. To find out more about the floating classrooms and the LGA's great work, go to lakegeorgeassociation.org. Kristen Roan, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls on WAMC.